NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by the Association of American Railroads. America's railroads, who needs them? You do. Now here's Ken Bell.
Vice President Spiro Agnew has arrived in Saigon, South Vietnam, from Manila. The trip was not unexpected, but was not announced in advance for security reasons. The vice president was met at Tan Son Nhut Airport outside the capital by the South Vietnamese Foreign Minister, Tran Van Lam, U.S. Ambassador Ellsworth Bunker, and General William Brassen, the Deputy American Commander in Vietnam. Mr. Agnew then helicoptered into the city to talk to President Tu. He will probably visit troops in the field, but all details are under wraps. The vice president is expected to leave South Vietnam for Taiwan Friday. Action in the war is light, with both sides officially observing a New Year's ceasefire. But the U.S. command reports more than 50 truce violations by the enemy, and 5 Americans have been killed. Communist China predicts that the 1970s will be a bloody decade of battles between revolutionaries and counter-revolutionaries. Here is part of an editorial broadcast tonight by Radio Peking.
The 1970s will be years in which the storms of the People's Revolution will rise still more vigorously throughout the world. Years in which the collapse of imperialism will be hastened in the midst of countless contradictions. And important years in which the revolutionary forces of the world will wage fierce battles against the counter-revolutionary forces, which are struggling desperately.
That Radio Peking editorial further predicted that U.S. imperialism and Soviet revisionism can never escape their doom. The biggest party of all, that story and more, after this from the Association of American Railroads.
For America's Railroads, Wally Schirra.
America's railroads, who needs them? Without low-cost rail transportation, a leg of lamb might cost an arm and a leg. Penny bubblegum, a pretty penny. Building costs could go through the roof. And high fashion would go even higher. Without low-cost rail transportation, a compact economy car might be just a compact car. A bikini would be small in everything but price. And think how much you'd have to spring for a new spring coat. No railroads? We'd all be paying for it. America's railroads. Who needs them? You do.
Brought to you by the Association of American Railroads.
Again, Ken Bell.
Parties are traditionally the order of the day, or night, this time each year. One of the biggest is at the Astrodome in Houston. A report from John Raymond.
It's now a Houston tradition, the second annual New Year's Eve party. Promoters call it the world's biggest. 3,000 persons gathered in the 14-acre Astro Hall Convention Center to welcome in the new year. As thousands of balloons were dropped from the ceiling, merrymakers welcomed 1970. For University of Houston fans, the evening is doubly exciting. Their football team, only hours earlier, had defeated Auburn University in the Astro Bluebonnet Bowl 36-7, next door to this hall. For everyone, enjoyment to the music of Fats Domino, the Brooklyn Bridge, and Martha and the Vandellas. This is John Raymond in Houston.
More in a moment.
This is Graham Kerr, the Galloping Gourmet, now on radio. NBC are out of their minds, but the whole general idea of the program is food. But it's the hints that really matter. It's ways and means of getting beautiful food without all the usual hang-ups and folderol. So that's the Galloping Gourmet on NBC Emphasis.
3 hours from now, the contract between New York City's transit workers and the Transit Authority runs out. The union has said no contract, no work. And so far, there has been no encouraging word from the negotiating table. About 7 million fares are registered in the New York City subways and buses on an average day. In 1966, the transit system was shut down for 12 days by a strike. Driving weather is rugged over much of the nation. Snow from the northern Rockies to the Black Hills of South Dakota, flooding in Appalachia, and freezing rain in the south. Again, the hour's top story, Vice President Agnew has arrived in Saigon and conferred with South Vietnamese President Tu. This is Ken Bell, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again for NBC Radio News.
From the luxurious new Grand Ballroom of the Royal Sonesta Hotel in the heart of New Orleans, French Quarter, it's the music of Lyle Hepton and his orchestra. Good morning, everyone. This is Chuck Pratt welcoming you to the sounds of New Orleans. At the present time, the celebration that goes on is the greeting of a brand new year. And in less than 12 hours, the sounds that will be that of Arkansas and Ole Miss clashing in the annual Sugar Bowl game at Sugar Bowl Stadium. Right now, the great sounds of Lionel Hampton and his orchestra. Thank you. sounds of Lionel Hampton, just one of the great features of the Royal Sonesta, New Orleans' newest French Quarter Hotel. Also, the great sounds of the Dukes of Dixieland, heard nightly in Economy Hall, with the spotlight on jazz, of course. Upcoming on NBC's Parade of Bands, Duke Ellington, Lawrence Welk, and Woody Herman's Orchestra. Let's get back to Lionel Hampton for just a minute. Lionel, any New Year's Eve greetings coast to coast?
Yeah, I'd like to say, well, Happy New Year's. Hi to everybody. Happy New Year! I know that I express desire of great staff here, Mr. Duffy, our president and general manager, and also all the great staff here at the Hotel Sonesta, isn't that right? Yeah. On Bourbon Street, huh? Yeah. That's where you get your little taste. Pardon me. I'd like to say Happy New Year's in behalf of them and my boys and my band. And also, I'm an alumni here from Xavier University, which my great president, Mr. Norman Francis, said the same thing he's saying out there in front of me. He told me to say that too, huh? Our next number is a number that we're dedicating to this great, great, great city of New Orleans. We're playing a tune that a lot of the greats like Louis Armstrong and Jerome Moton and also the Dukes of Dixieland have been able to play. And we call it High Society.
Yeah. Hey! Happy New Year's greeting from the Royal Sonesta. Lionel Hampton, the Vibe, the Orchestra, and High Society. Well, from the cradle of jazz, New Orleans, Louisiana, Lionel Hampton at the Vibes and his great orchestra, and you have never heard high society like that before. Let's hear a big cheer for the Ole Miss Rebels. How about a big cheer for the Arkansas Razorbacks? Well, tomorrow, of course, is the big, big, big Sugar Bowl game here in New Orleans. As a matter of fact, it'll be this afternoon. Let's do a little celebrating now with the great music of Lionel Hampton and the orchestra as we continue our New Year's Eve celebration from the Royal Sonesta in the Grand Ballroom right here in the great city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Lionel?
Ain't misbehaving. Oh yeah, da ba da da, a ba ba da da, a ba 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 da 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 da. Ain't misbehaving. All by myself. Ain't misbehaving. I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving. Saving all my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting. Just you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Mm-hmm, yeah. Like Jack Horner in a corner. Don't go nowhere. I don't care. Your kissing are just waiting for us. I don't stay out late. Ain't no place to go. I'm home by eight. Just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving. Saving all my love for you. American Federation of Musicians. And as you can hear right now, when those saints come marching in, yes, the great city of New Orleans, the home of the New Orleans Saints. Radio news next, and then Duke Ellington and his orchestra continues our salute to 1970 on the All-Star Parade of Bands. This is Chuck Pratt from the Royal Sonesta, New Orleans, Louisiana. Say good evening, everyone, from the NBC Radio Network. Oh,
NBC Radio News. Now here's Ken Bell.
Vice President Agnew is in Saigon for a New Year's Day visit. Agnew was met at the airport by the South Vietnamese foreign minister and proceeded immediately to Independence Palace for a meeting with President Tu. Later, presumably, he'll visit U.S. servicemen in the field. The trip is Mr. Agnew's first to Vietnam. It had not been officially scheduled as part of his current Asian and Pacific tour, but the vice president had expressed a desire to visit the country. Five American deaths during an enemy New Year's Day attack have pushed U.S. battlefield deaths in the Vietnam War to over 40,000. That attack was one of 52 enemy-initiated incidents reported by the Allied command over the first half of a 24-hour ceasefire. The Viet Cong had announced a three-day New Year's truce. Israeli jets did victory rolls overhead Wednesday as five French-built gunboats slipped into the port of Haifa. The political and diplomatic repercussions are rocking France. President Pompidou's government reaffirmed its arms embargo against Israel, suspended two top-ranking generals involved in the affair, and ordered Israel to withdraw two diplomats. The Israelis continue to insist that the gunboats will be used only to service and protect oil drilling rigs off the Israeli shore. President Nixon is spending a quiet New Year's Eve at his San Clemente, California home. Earlier, the president rounded out the year's legislative work by signing 16 bills, including the foreign aid appropriation and a measure extending the poverty program for 2 years. The deadline is near for a threatened strike by New York City's transit workers. A report on the negotiations for a new contract by Frank Gorin in New York.
The transit negotiations are still hanging over a precipice. The contract covering 35,000 bus and subway workers expired more than 2 hours ago. Workers are ready to abandon the city's mass transportation facilities at 5 a.m. 7 million riders, strap hangers as they're called, may find transit at a standstill on the first day of 1970. Those millions of New Yorkers and the scores of newsmen covering the contract negotiations have been waiting word from the mediators on the progress or lack of progress in the talks. Just moments ago, one of the mediators came down and informed that both sides are still far apart on a wide range of issues. It appears that a strike in New York City of the bus and subway system is imminent. Frank Gorin, NBC News, New York.
Bad weather across much of the nation is increasing New Year's driving hazards. Floods are beginning to recede in Appalachia, leaving six dead and many homeless. There's heavy snow in the far west and scattered snow as far as the Mississippi Valley and in the east, where the area's latest storm is moving out to sea. And the South is getting freezing rain. 3 million British teenagers who went to bed New Year's Eve as minors are now legally adults. A new law that took effect at the stroke of midnight in Britain provides that all Britons aged 18 or more now have all the rights and the responsibilities of their elders. The New Year's honors list announced by Britain's Queen Elizabeth tonight included a knighthood for Noel Coward, the British playwright. Coward is now 70. He could have been called Sir Noel 20 years ago, but he turned down a knighthood from George VI. Again, the top story. Vice President Agnew is in Vietnam talking with U.S. and South Vietnamese officials. He will probably visit some troops in the field. This is Ken Bell, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again for NBC Radio News.
Welcome to the entertainment of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. As NBC Radio continues its New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands celebration across the nation, from the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, it's music by Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Thank you. Yes, it's the music of a living legend. It's Duke Ellington and the orchestra coming to you live from the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace, here in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. Duke, hey, Duke, come on over here and wish everybody a happy new year. You know, back east, they've already celebrated the coming of the new year. And we got a great new number coming up right now.
Happy New Year, everybody, and out there on the East Coast and in the Midwest, all the kids' band want you to know that we do love you madly. And now, Cat and Dog. Thank you.
fantastic is all I can say, Duke Ellington. And what have we got coming up now for the good folks out
well,
there?
At 12 o'clock, you can always say, have Johnny Hodges say, things ain't what they used to be.
Okay, Johnny, and things ain't what they used to be.
Now, Jerry Roy.
Yeah, thank you, Duke. You know, the entertainment capital of the world, that's where it's all coming from, Las Vegas, Nevada. The Coliseum of Caesar's Palace, the greatest place in the world, that's where it's all happening. And music by the greatest, Duke Ellington. Duke, what's happening now?
I got it bad, and that ain't good. Johnny Hodges.
All righty.
Thank you.
This is NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands celebration across the nation. Duke Ellington and the orchestra entertaining you from Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada, where just about the next best thing to being here in person is to listen to the music of the Duke. And away we go again. Duke, what's up now?
This time, you know what it says? This time, Paul Gonsalves, Harold Ashby, and Norris Turney in triplicate. Thank you.
Final number there, Duke.
Than 8 minutes to go before we here in the West greet 1970. It's time for us to leave you and make room for more outstanding entertainment as NBC Radio continues its New Year's Eve celebration with the Lawrence Welk and Woody Herman Orchestras. So don't go away. This portion of NBC's All-Star Parade was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Well, for now, this is Jerry Roy speaking for Duke Ellington, our engineer Dave Amaral, and everyone here in the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, wishing you a happy new year from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Our parade of bands continues on the NBC Radio Network.